song, singing the same old cowboy song. But I'm living, I'm happy, and I'm free.
That's right, Arizona, free. Happy and free. Free to do whatever you want this beautiful Arizona weekend. We have a great program lined up for you today. It is our 7 o'clock hour, our first hour. This is our All Thing Arizona hour. Interesting people, places, and things. And over the last couple weeks, I've been noticing a bunch of hot air balloons driving into work over off a carefree highway near I-17. And it got me thinking, we have not done a hot air balloon broadcast. And we need to do it. One, I'm curious to learn more about hot air ballooning, but that's obviously an industry and a popular thing at this time of year in Arizona. I thought, well, this is a perfect time to talk about it. So I got online, I looked around, I searched around, and I picked Arizona Hot Air Balloon, which is actually a subsidiary of Aerogelic Ballooning. I picked up the phone and called, and
Shane Corey,
the man with two first names. Shane Corey answered. We got to talking. I said, you know, why don't you come down and tell us a little bit about hot air ballooning? Shane, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, how long have you been doing hot air balloons?
My whole life. My dad started hot air ballooning with my uncle back in 1974 and bought his first balloon in 1976. Started the company.
And was that in Arizona, locally?
Yeah, in Mesa, Arizona,
okay.
Actually.
So you've been doing this all your life. Well, let's back up. Who was the first person that said, this is a good idea? get this balloon in the air and go fly around.
Well, they didn't actually look at a balloon and say, let's go fly it around. But what it was two brothers called the Montgolfier brothers out of a small town in France called Adenay, France. They were paper makers, and they noticed when they would burn all the scraps that the ashes would float up in the air, and thought, wow, what if we were to trap those ashes? What would it do? So they made a bag about the size of a black trash bag.
And give me a time frame here.
1783.
Okay.
This is 1783, so hundreds of years ago.
So we're busy fighting the Revolutionary War over here, and they're burning paper and capturing smoke.
And drinking
in
champagne, man. The French know how to do it. They made a bag about the size of a black garbage bag and put it over this fire, and sure enough, it went up. They thought that was amazing back then, something we would just take for granted. So they thought, well, let's make a great big one, see if it'll lift something. So they made one that was about 70,000 cubic foot. So you can get that, wrap your head around that. The average balloon at a balloon festival is about that size.
Okay.
So it was huge. It was paper and silk, and they covered it in wax to keep it from being porous. And put it on four poles about the size of light poles and built a giant bonfire underneath it out of anything that would smoke. Back then, they thought it was the smoke that made it go up. That's all they could see was the embers and such. So it was nasty. The first flight had animals. It was a chicken, a duck, and a goat.
No monkeys were available in France in
1783. No. NASA waited for the monkey.
So a chicken, a goat, and what?
And a duck.
That's an interesting combination.
Yeah. Well, they had some animals that could fly, and they had to put one in that couldn't and see if they would live up there, because they didn't know if humans could live above the ground. Humans had never been above the ground. So they filled this thing up, said cut it away, off it went 2,000 feet in the air, came back down, crashed and burned. It was a mess. As the animals were scrambling to get out of the fire and billow of smoke, the goat stepped on the chicken's leg and broke it. And that was the only damage to the animals. So they thought, well, let's see if humans could do it. Of course, they weren't going to do it themselves. So they went to the king, King Louis at the time, and asked him if he had any participants. He offered up prisoners. Said, well, they're going to die anyways. So mote it be. threw the biggest party in French history, still to date. In fact, Benjamin Franklin was a scientist, and he was enthused. He sailed all the way over to see this. Marie-Lynn Antoinette was there. Anybody that was anybody showed up. They start hauling the prisoners out as everyone's booing and hissing, throwing rotten fruit at them. The royal historian, Pilotre d'Arrosier, came running forward.
Oh, wow. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. Try saying it five times fast.
Yeah, Pilotre.
Pilotre. Delarosier.
Delarosier. All right.
Yep. He came running forward. He was a historian and said, wait. If this is successful, you're going to be sending prisoners into history. That's nuts. The king said, fine, you do it. So this brave historian jumps in the craft, big plume of smoke, says, cut me away, and off he goes, 2,400 feet in the air. On the way back down, now, nobody's ever left the ground before. He's terrified. You know, big onboard fire. He's thousands of feet off the ground, starts stoking the fire like a wild man, and sure enough, it leveled off. Went on with the first ever successful manned flight in history. Came back to the kingdom. The king looked him over, said, well, why are you all bloody? I'd already gotten word it was successful. He said, well, I was flying over the countryside, and all of a sudden, all the farmers and ranchers, they're chasing after me with pitchforks, yelling, kill the devil! Well, think about it. 1783, you're out there farming your crop, big black ball belching smoke coming at you. Obviously not an angel. So the king put out a decree with three very important things to it.
So he got a little bloodied up by
the
locals.
Oh, he got beat up, almost killed. He barely got out of there alive and came back to the kingdom, told the story. King said, well, there needs to be a decree so they know we're not demons from hell. And in this decree, first and foremost, was to carry a bottle of champagne that they would hang outside the gondola. And to show, back in 1783, peasants never drank champagne. They could be beheaded for some drinking such a drink. It was only a drink of royalty. So they would hang it down yelling, we come in peace. Farmers and ranchers would in turn chase after them with cups and glasses versus pitchforks and knives. Hence the champagne balloon ride.
Okay. So that was the champagne balloon ride. That didn't take years to develop. That was right off the bat.
The very first flight they came up with the idea.
So he goes 2,040 feet in the air. How long? And you said he leveled off, so he's flying for a little while. How long is he up here?
It was a short flight. It was only about 17 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What distance was he traveled then? That it was obviously a big party going on to watch the release.
Uh-huh.
And he had to get far enough away where people that weren't at the party, you know, started chasing after him. How far did he go in that 17?
It was about 5 kilometers.
Oh,
so
wow.
If you put
yeah.
that together, he had a pretty snappy wind. Back then, they didn't know a whole lot about weather, and they really didn't know how these contraptions worked, so they had no idea what the landings would be like. We wouldn't fly in that kind of wind today, not unless we knew it would be a calmer landing, because that's one of those where you just drag a while until the balloon's out of air.
And when he lands, does it crash again like it did with the chickens and goats when it got to the ground?
I mean, yeah. Well, it was a lot harder landing than you would like to get into. We'll put it
tuck
that
and
way.
Roll, bite your teeth.
Yeah, bend your knees and hold on, baby.
So from there, where does it go? What do they start doing with the hot air balloon?
Well, it kind of.
What do they even call it then?
It was kind of a, like, we had the race to space mm-hmm. back in the Cold War days. Well, back then they had the race to the sky. And there was another inventor at the time that had caught on that hydrogen was lighter than air. And he figured out, like, a week or two later how to encapsulate the hydrogen for gas ballooning. Now, the difference between gas balloons and hot air balloons is hydrogen or helium cell is just a cell. It's an enclosed cell. And that's where you see the sandbags on the baskets like the movies. The hot air balloon is an envelope. So like the bottom of it's open so that we can shoot fire into it. Two totally different aircraft, but a week or two later, the hydrogen balloon first flew.
Interesting. And how much, I mean, in comparison, did it get as high? Did it stay up as long?
The gas balloons fly a lot longer. And yeah, it was pretty soon thereafter. The first pilot, Pilotre d'Arrosier, he actually flew the hydrogen balloon and tried flying over the English Channel. He was also the first to have a fatal balloon accident. and tried mixing hydrogen and hot air together, not realizing that he would
kaboom
blow up, kind of like the Hindenburg. And he made it halfway across English Channel and blew up and died.
And that was the historian that
they
originally put on the balloon. He now became a pilot and tried to mix
became
these
like
two
a hot air, a balloonist extraordinaire, and then tried doing a world record feat and killed himself. First
I should laugh about
accident.
That, but
it's
enough times passed. We could find a little a learning curve there. So don't mix helium and
hydrogen and hot air. Yeah, helium's inert, but hydrogen is very explosive.
Yeah, that is hilarious. Where were they getting hydrogen? You know,
well,
in the 18 or 1700s, how are they containing that?
Well, what it is the gases form off of burning iron. So they would just
burn the iron.
Burn the iron and trap the gases coming off of it.
Fascinating. Well, we're visiting with Corey.
Shane.
We're visiting with Shane Corey of the Angelic Ballooning.
Where did Aerogelic Ballooning.
Where did that come from?
It's it means to
fly. It's got angels on it, so I think angelic, but aerogelic ballooning.
Right, that's the whole point. Aero, A-E-R-O, as in aviation. Gelic, as in angelic. It's to fly like an angel.
I like it. And is this... you said your dad was the one that kind of got into it. Is this his name? Is this your name for the company?
My mom came up with it.
Nice. Yeah. And y'all have been doing hot air ballooning in Arizona since the 70s.
Yeah.
And no experiences like Pialaco.
We've got some fun stories. I could go for days.
All right, we'll get a couple of those. But there's of all things we can't do here at Rosie on the House, is stop the clock. So we're going to do that real quick, take a break, and be right back with Shane Corey. I got it that time.